This podcast is designed exclusively for adults. Our content revolves around cannabis, and we want to stress that we strictly adhere to the legal guidelines governing its consumption. This podcast combines humor and education to explore various aspects of cannabis. Please be advised that the information shared on this podcast is not intended as professional advice, and we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the specific cannabis laws and regulations applicable in your jurisdiction. The hosts of Bong Rips and Video Games want to make it clear that we consume cannabis legally within the states of New Jersey and Delaware, where we record and produce our content. While we aim to create an open and enjoyable space for conversations about cannabis, we encourage you to responsibly and lawfully engage with this substance in your own location. By choosing to listen to this podcast, you acknowledge that the content is intended for adult audiences, and we assume no responsibility for any actions taken as a result of the information provided. Stay informed, stay responsible, and enjoy Bong Rips and Video Games responsibly.
Yeah. And I'm just here. Hi.
I wanted to do it too. I felt like I could be included in that.
Oh, absolutely.
You felt like you could be included? Is that what we're going with?
I just want to be included, goddammit.
Okay. It's okay. Everyone's included in the waft.
Relax.
Man, we got so I looked outside and it's a full moon and that explains everything, okay? And this week we had a crazy, I mean, we got to get this out of the way, all right? I need to show you guys this and you guys need to react to this because I don't know how I feel about this. This is incredible. It's incredible, but also like why at the same time? So I'll just let you guys check this out.
I'm scared.
...30 years since its initial unleashing. Doom returns. But this time, in your backyard. Prepare to mow down the legions of hell. Husqvarna. Playable on Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers. Worldwide release April 2024.
Can someone explain to me why this needed to be a thing?
I mean, it's being released in April, so it has to be a fucking joke. Like, it has to be a joke.
It's not a joke. It's not April.
Bruh.
How do you even play it? How do you even play it?
I mean,
there's only one knob with a button.
Like, are you like steering the wait?
I don't understand how it works.
I don't like it.
It does not make sense to me at all.
I don't like it, and it reminds me a lot of those little mini, like, sweepers, like the little robo sweepers that, like, crawl around your house. You see cats sit on them all the time now on, like, TikTok and shit. But, yeah. yeah, that's how real it is.
Beautiful, beautiful. Another thing that's been kind of in the talks this week is Helldivers 2. They are now up to 900,000.
Who?
They upped the player cap to 900,000.
Oh, yeah, right. That thing.
You know, so that's another big thing. Are you going to play it?
So oh, I no, here we go.
Okay, I got it.
You did get it.
Let's say initial thoughts, okay? It immediately reminds me, as far as my rage, it's very, very much in comparison with my rage with Call of Duty. And you of all people know how I feel about Call of Duty. There's mechanics in that game that don't necessarily make any fucking sense to be in a game with this amount of in-game action, because that's the plus. There's a shitload going on. Like, there's so much going on. It's endless fucking action. The problem is that you have to put in these sequences on the D-pad, these sequences in order to activate your I guess, like, abilities, like resupply, or like, you know, to bring your teammate back and shit. You have to do this fucking weird, like, up, up, down, down, left, right, some weird fucking shit. And the same thing with, say, an orbital strike or, like, machine guns or crazy shit like that. You have to input this sequence on the D-pad in order for it to activate, for you to put it down and whatever the case may be.
Interesting.
It's such a weird mechanic. And then the other one that completely, like, initially when I saw the mechanic, I was impressed by it because I haven't seen it in a game like that before. But then while playing, I understand how fucking frustrating it is. It's the reload rate. The reload rate forces you to have to hit square to reload at all times. So if you're stuck, kick, 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 your gun does that. Like, you'll start shooting down to the last pop, and then it'll just keep clicking until you fucking hit square. It is so fucking aggravating when you have 50 or 60 of these fucking bugs up your ass. And that's what I mean by the endless combat and the endless action. There's a lot that goes on. So to throw in these little minuscule fucking, like, ordeals where you have to deal with that much fucking, like, enemy AI and with that much, like, opposition, like, dude, it's a pain in the ass, a pain in the fucking ass. I cannot tell you how many times I died in one fucking round. And like I said, it got me to the point where I was like, so fucking, like, this close, that fucking close to, like, legitimately just uninstalling this shit and saying, fuck that game forever. I didn't uninstall it, but, yo, I was that fucking close.
So what to 10?
Four.
Damn. Is that just next gen?
No, it's crossplay.
It is crossplay, that's right. Yes.
That's the only reason I'm giving it a four.
So it's actually funny that you bring up that you brought up Call of Duty, because I did end up buying it for my son, Modern Warfare 3. Mm-hmm. Asking for it, he wants the zombies, and then of course the fucking servers are not working, and you know they have to do a whole update just to get it fixed. But I got a little taste, you know. I played it. It's the same old fucking shit, okay?
It's just a recycled game at this point.
You remember when you were 13 years old and you just kept on playing matches and you would literally just shit your pants just to continue playing and you didn't give a fuck? Well, it's just the same shit, except I'm not shitting my pants no more.
Yeah.
Same old song and dance at this fucking point. Yep. Call of Duty.
Yeah, so, what else we have here? Oh, did you... Okay. Invincible, have you guys watched it?
No.
But you're aware of the show, you know what it is.
Yes. Yeah. I know Steven Yeun and so on. Yeah, I'm really
well. Sure. They're making a live action.
Okay.
And cool. It's going to be a movie.
Okay.
I highly suggest people to watch that cartoon, and it's interesting because Robert from The Walking Dead fame, he said, be ready to see Steven Yeun as Cecil Steadman. So Steven Yeun is going to play someone else. Because Steven Yeun's like 40 years old. He can't play a 16-year-old kid. He was
about to play fucking Sentry, and then he backed out.
I was so upset about that. Yeah, but that's a big thing. But I have a question for you guys. Do you think Omni-Man could beat Superman?
What the fuck kind of question is that?
Yes.
Yes.
Boy, what you guys got against Superman?
Everything. He's a bitch.
Superman. Yeah.
I hate Superman.
Superman's a bitch.
Superman is one of the biggest bitches in all of DC, bro.
The biggest bitch. He's OP.
No, Batman. No. Bruce Wayne is the biggest bitch. Bruce Wayne is the biggest bitch.
No. Okay. Look, if we're going to get into this conversation, we're going to have to make this a fucking topic on an episode. I can give you many reasons why Bruce Wayne is the biggest piece of shit in all of DC fucking comics. I can prove it. I have points. But we will do this on another episode. But as far as today,
you know what?
I started a conversation. Yes.
But I have to say, though, because it's just like you got like Penguin, the Joker, and then next thing you know, someone walks into the room and Two-Face is like, everybody calm down. It's the cat. It's the cat.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Look. Put your shit in your pocket. It's the cat.
Again, I could go deep into this DC shit. You're lucky we're not fucking bong rips and comic books, because then it'd be a whole other story.
on the next Clean and Friends. On
the next Clean and Friends. I got to be there for that one.
Perfect.
What else we got going on? We got a couple games coming out for PlayStation. Rise of the Ronin is coming out.
Rise of the Ronin.
Dragon's Dogma 2.
Yep.
For the Nintendo Switch, Princess Peach Showtime. One that I'm super excited for, MLB The Show 24.
Okay.
That will be on Game Pass, so I'll be whipping ass. There's a new South Park game coming out in
March. Yes, there is.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Alone in the Dark, WWE 2K24.
Yep.
Already pre-ordered.
The PS5 port for Hi-Fi Rush. Mm-hmm. Horizon Forbidden West PC port and Taxi Simulator.
And one thing I am very, very excited for, the first official update for Spider-Man 2, which will be dropping a shitload of fucking features.
What features are they dropping, Gio?
Some of the features have already been dropped online. As far as the New Game Plus, they're adding it finally. Like, they were asking for it since the beginning of this fucking game. I don't know why the hell they didn't just put it in there in the beginning, because they had it in Part 1, and they had it in Miles Morales, but they didn't include it in this one, which was fucking weird. So they added New Game Plus, which is gonna, I believe, increase the level cap. They have a gold gear, like a gold tier gear, like, I guess, category now for the gears and shit.
Yeah,
be able to upgrade that. They announced a bunch of new suits that they're going to be adding as well. And then one thing that I was really excited about was they're going to give you the symbiote suits throughout the story for Peter, and you'll also be able to change the color of the tendrils depending on the suit you're wearing.
Oh shit!
So yeah, it's gonna be pretty sick. And then as far as the DLCs are concerned, no major announcement just yet, but a lot of teasers are starting to show, as I read this morning. They're really hinting at Daredevil making an appearance as a friend character in this game.
Oh my god.
So that would be major. It would be Daredevil's, you know, legit, like, I believe his second appearance in a game.
Make him a companion.
Because I know he was in Marvel Ultimate Alliance and shit. They had him in there.
Listen, Ultimate Alliance was that shit, dude.
That's my fucking crack. One and two.
Number three was terrible. I don't know if you got to say it, but it was.
I won't even mention number three. It doesn't exist to me. Shush.
It doesn't. But yeah, there's some really good games, man. Really good games.
Fuck yeah.
Today, we are talking about how high is too high.
Oh, man.
You know, this is, and I think that this is something that, you know, in some ways it could be comedic, but at the same time it should be very educational, because in some cases, you know, if you are
too high, chills thinking about it, like that's
yeah, I mean, you need to be aware of the dangers of being too high.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a peak point.
Yeah,
like if you're seriously forgetting everything that you're like pretty much everything, if you're forgetting shit consistently, then yeah, you've definitely hit a point where you should slow the fuck down.
Yeah,
slow the fuck down, like give yourself time to fucking recollect and think, and then get a grasp on your goddamn mind again, because if not, you're gone.
Yep.
Which is usually where I want to end up. Is that that? Like, fucking
God. He that energy too.
Oh, yeah.
So this episode is going to be a personal experience episode again.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
All personal journeys. All personal journeys.
Listen, I am currently on the personal journey as we speak.
I actually... Reggie,
I know you are on a journey.
Oh, I am on a journey.
On a 250 milligram journey.
So for context, because the listeners and the viewers won't understand. So earlier in the week, we got a care package full of edibles. And I had a 200 milligram cookie when I was told about it. Put me on my ass.
Were you told after or before?
What's up?
Were you told after?
No, before. No.
Dude, that's
even nice. Even if I would have been told after, I would have went back to my mom and been like, "You suck, but this is really good."
Dad was ready to walk into the face of danger that day.
Babe. So, I had a 200. I also had a 200 milligram hard candy bear, which I ate last night. Well, as we're recording this, this is Saturday. So last night would be Friday. but Friday. And then today I had decided, you know what? I've been through enough this week. I need to treat myself.
Oh, yeah.
And I ate my last edible, which was a 250 milligram lollipop. And I can tell you guys right now.
Lollipop.
I love it.
I don't ever recall having a cannabis lollipop. So explain to me that. Did you do the whole Tootsie Pop thing where you did 100 licks to get to the center, or like did
no,
you?
No, it was it, okay.
Did you grab it by the stem, or like the base of the stem, or like the end? Like how far into the stem?
Are we really going to have this conversation right now?
He was asking details. I'm just trying to contribute to the conversation.
I'm just trying to figure out how to do it. That's all.
I didn't make them. Like I said, they were sent to us. It was a care package. So I don't know what goes into making them. All I know is that the taste between the candy and the taste of the weed like brings out more of the taste of the weed. So it's a really nice candy. Like when you taste the candy does taste really nice, but it is backed by like a really strong taste of earthy notes. It's good.
Is it too high though? Does it get you?
No, this is a mellow high.
How many of those would it take for you to be too high?
Given my tolerance, probably 3.
Shit.
You said given my tolerance, and I started laughing, and I was like, it's gonna be like 4 or 5. three.
I think 3. Yeah.
That's not bad though. 250 milligrams though.
Yes. Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. Not bad.
2 or 3 would definitely fucking be enough to.
Oh no, 3. So 1. Right now, where I'm sitting at, because it's been roughly about an hour and 15 minutes since I actually ate it. Where I'm sitting at right now, like I feel a really nice body high, it's calming, like my heart rate isn't so high. For those that's listening and don't know, I suffer with anxiety on a daily basis, so this feels really nice.
But yeah, so that was really good. But I do have a How High Is Too High experience.
Please.
Okay, so I just turned 18. And me and a childhood friend of mine had decided to go and smoke. So we did. And then my boy had hit us up and was like, hey, I'm throwing a smoke party. Bring your own weed. Come through. We were like, okay, bet. So we were thinking, you know, like motherfuckers will be bringing like quarters and half ounces and stuff like that. So we brought a half ounce with us. We were the only ones there with the most weed.
Everybody brought like a dime. And
no, they brought like an eighth. Everyone brought like an eighth, bro.
And it's funny if somebody said, hey, party time with a little fucking bag and shit. Woo!
Exactly. And they were like, what the fuck are you But here's how I knew that I was too high. So the ninth blunt in, ninth blunt. And this is like the ninth blunt within a matter of 3 hours.
Oh, baby, let's go. Sounds like right? I'm putting a Sanchez's house.
So we get halfway through this blunt and I just start to feel weird.
How many heads on the L?
10.
Okay.
10 or 11, somewhere around there.
So you're definitely gonna need like eight.
We filled his living room. Like, damn. Yeah, we filled his living room. So yeah, there were like 10 heads, 11 heads, something like that. But we get halfway through this blunt, and I just start to feel weird. And I was like, looking at my boy, and I was like, dude, this is not it. This is not it. I am not liking this at all. I started to feel like my body started to shake. I started to feel sick. My head was fucking spinning. I couldn't see straight. Damn. I stood up right on the floor. Right on the fucking floor, bro.
What did you land on?
Hardwood.
Damn, like your face? Like, did you?
I landed on my chest because I'm a skateboarder at heart. So my first instinct is to put my hands out. I don't give a fuck how high.
That's an old, like if you did karate as a kid, that's the first thing they teach you too. Like,
yep, put your hands out.
Yep.
So that was what I did. I put my hands out. I blocked my face and then my chest hit the floor. And it felt like I was convulsing, but I wasn't having a seizure. Like I couldn't have like control of my arms and my legs for like a good 9 seconds. And I finally got a chance to like stand up. I brushed myself off. I shook my head and I sat back down and everyone is staring at me and they're just like, are you good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. They were like, you want to hit them? I'm like, nope.
I'm good.
And we never talked about it again. Like, it never happened. But yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That was a moment where I was like, yeah, I'm way too high.
Do you want to go next, Gio? Or do you want me to take the wheel?
No, you go right ahead, actually. All right, look. Right off the bat. I went as far as to get a belt crafted in my own honor. I'll say that much, where it kind of represents exactly where I stand as far as like how high is too high. I don't think I've hit that level yet. I don't think I have just yet. I've been able to function every time I've been stoned. Like usually when I get stoned, like we've talked about this, you know, a couple of episodes where, you know, I smoke and I get like immediately creative. So it's like, I'm able to, I guess, expel that high in a creative way. So I haven't really reached that peak. Now, when I was younger, mm-hmm. I guess this would kind of also coincide with a high killer or something that would kill a high immediately also. I decided to skip school for, I guess, the second time. I was in seventh grade, I think. Mm-hmm. Seventh grade, about the end of the year, seventh grade. I decided to skip school. And it was like my second time that I had ever skipped school.
Gee,
and I decided to go with my friend Carlos, who at the time we called Porno. Now, we called Carlos Porno because he was a pervert. But he was one of the first guys I ever smoked weed with because he lived like two houses down from me. So like when I went to school and shit, like I would always walk by his crib. He'd be coming out and we'd always go to school together.
Yep.
Well, me and Porno decided to go and saunter off. The beginning of school, everybody was going into the school. We veered off. We went the other way and we kept going to Hudson County Park. James J. Braddock Park here in North Jersey.
Yep, yep.
This is back in the day when they didn't have the trails yet. The woods were still the woods. So we, he had a fucking a blunt on. He sparked up the blunt. We smoked. When we got to the park, we smoked in the woods. We got fucking lost in there for a while. We were fucking stoned out of our mind. We found our way out. And as we walked out, there's a guy standing by a car, very well suited man, and we were fucking giggled the fuck out. done toasted as shit. And this guy stopped us and he was like, aren't you guys supposed to be in school? And we were like, nah, hell no. Fucking our teacher, they called out because they were sick, so we got the day free, blah blah blah. We just made up this bullshit lie. Oh, for real? Yeah. What school you guys go to? We made up this huge fucking excuse. Mind you, we're stoned as hell. You could see it in our fucking eyes. You could smell it on our clothes. Like, you can easily tell that we were stoned out of our fucking mind. So this guy, like, he goes, can you guys do me a favor and step over by my car? And we were like, and mind you, this was a dude that was just dressed up really well. We were stoned as hell. So our immediate thought was this guy was going to try to kidnap us. So, like, that was how stoned we were. We were like, yo, this guy's going to try to abduct us right now. So me and Porno are looking at each other. We're like, yo, are we going to run? Like, should we run? Like, are we going to do this right now? Well, as soon as we, like, finally decided, all right, we're going to get to the car. As soon as we walk towards the car, you're going to go one way. I'm going to go the other way. He can't catch us both. Impossible. He's gonna have to pick which way he's gonna fucking go. So we're stoned as hell, like kind of going through this plan and shit. Like, you know when you look at somebody and like you kind of like just look at each other, you give each other like the look where it's like, you know, like you Let's know go. What you're gonna do, like you yep. converse with just your look. We kind of pull that off in what we thought was a long like period of time. Like we thought it was just like a short stint. Well, the guy like kind of snapped us the fuck out of it because he pulled out a badge and he put it in front of our fucking faces. And he was like, you guys want to move? We're like, oh shit. Like, we fucking freaked out. Yo, he called my mother. He called the school, everything. My mom and my stepdad at the time showed up. And they were so mad. Now, mind you, I was already caught. I knew I'd gotten caught, but I couldn't stop like chuckling to myself because all I kept thinking about was that plan. I was literally playing it over in my head like it could have worked. It literally could have worked. I could have gone this way. And you know, after that, I never smoked weed with Porno again.
So I got two of them. I got two of them, but they're super okay. short. They're super short. So the first time I ever had an edible, right? And this was like I was way too high for this. Okay. I was with a mutual friend of ours that me and Gio know named Tweak.
Oh God.
You know, and let me tell you, I have some of the best smoking stories with that dude, okay? Even to the point that that motherfucker, we got stranded in Camden. We went to a concert once with Johnny and Duhar, and we got stranded at the Tweeter Center, you know? But I was with Tweak, and I ate this edible. Actually, he had a whole pan of brownies, right? And I had never, ever eaten edibles before. And I was just like, oh, sweet, you know, great. I'm eating them. So I ate one. And I look, I was like, oh, these are pretty good. These are pretty good. And he was like, yeah, yeah, you know. And I'm just like, I'm going to eat another one. And he was like, so like, we got so stoned that I kept eating them. I kept eating them. Yo, and then
what?
And I sat there, and this was around like it was either like right after Christmas or like maybe a little bit before. So there was a Christmas tree there, right?
Oh, God.
Well, that day after I ate those brownies, it turned into a chocolate covered Christmas tree, because there was this moment that I just sat there, right? And I'm sitting there and I start contemplating my whole fucking life, right? And next thing you know, my heart starts beating.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo. Maria, por qué? And my arm starts twitching. And I'm thinking, oh, shit. I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, fuck.
And yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Now, mind you, I don't even think he knows.
Wait, how old were you?
Dude, I must have been like 14 or 15 years old.
God.
And it wasn't until he realized that half the pan was gone, and he was like, you ate all of these brownies? And I was like, yes. And he was like, dude, you need to throw this up now. And I threw up so fucking much. Oh my God. Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, that tree was covered.
Wow, man.
Now the second time I was with another fucking mutual friend of ours, Steve Perigine, right? So we got this weed. You remember little blonde Robbie and grandma over in 14th Street where they used to sell weed over there? So got weed from them, and he was like, oh, I got...
The house got raided a couple years
ago. I saw it. I was actually the fucking idiot who saw the cops coming down the hill, and I went on Facebook.
I'm moving right here, two blocks away.
I saw the raid. I physically saw the police officers come down from the literally from the direction of the monastery. They passed the store, and I'm
coming off both corners.
I took a fucking picture. I took a picture just like that. I was like, boom, boom. I went straight to Facebook. There's a raid on 14th Street.
Yup.
You know, I don't know. That shit was crazy. But anyways, like, it actually was around that time too. So we buy the weed off Robbie, right? And you know, this is a long time ago. We ain't incriminated. We were kids, all right. So don't fucking go to 14th Street thinking you're gonna fucking buy weed, because it's not.
Yeah, no. Go to a dispensary, like we said in the last episode.
Yeah,
go to a dispensary.
You don't leave. Seriously, go to a dispensary, because you get nice things like this.
Yes.
You know, you just get nice stuff, right, baby? It's
nice things, nice.
We get the weed, and he's like, oh, yeah, there you go. And then, you know, we, Rob says, hey, I got this great weed. It's chocolate. All right, great. No
chocolate.
She says it's chocolate. No problem. And when he gives it to us, the bag, the weed itself looks like shit. It looks like literal burnt shit in the fucking bag. And we're sitting there, and I'm like, whatever. So me and Steve, we start smoking. You know, I don't know if you ever been to his basement. His basement was just like, it was torn apart, but somehow he had a whole like living situation in there. It was like the basement was not finished, but it was That's there. Like
most of our friends had that living situation.
Yeah, you know, this dude had a couch, an old ass CRT TV, and a fucking supercomputer and it was not it wasn't great conditions. Like it was like snuff film, like, you know, settings.
It's like downloading illegal shit.
Yeah, so we smoked this weed, and I want to say maybe like 10-15 minutes later, you know, we're fucking like this. You know, fucking stone. And I mean, I got some theories and suspicions of maybe they added a little recipe in there. you know, but I could never, I could never confirm or deny what was in there, except the fact that I smoked the blunt that I hope was just all marijuana in it, know, but that was, you know, that was another time.
Yeah. Nah, dude. That I don't know. Ragweed. Like that's
ragweed.
No schlag for me. No
like,
schlag.
Ragweed back in the day when you were able to get like nickel bags and shit like that. Like,
yeah.
It got you high, but when you smoked a lot of it, it just gave you a fucking headache. Fucked your head up. Like everything fucked your fucking, like your vision was just like, it hurt. It fucking hurt to look at everything.
Yep.
Like ragweed really was shit weed. It was ragweed. Like it was so bad. And chocolate was just like considered like the high. Like the high ranking ragweed, like that was like top tier rag.
It's
chocolate and Arizona. That was the other one.
Ari.
Fucking Ari. Yo,
fucking dude, Arizona. I used to make fun of that because they were just like, oh, I got this Ari. I'm like, Ari, what the fuck is that? Oh,
and you then know, you know how you knew Arizona? The red hairs. You'd be like, where the fuck are those hairs, bro? Where are those fucking hairs?
I would make fun of it. I'd be like Arizona, like the juice cans.
Shout out to Arizona.
That's a fucking Arnold Palmer, man.
I don't know who this fucking guy is, but this guy's my hero.
Arnold Palmer, he's a golfer. I believe, right? He's a golfer.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, he's a golfer. Okay.
Now that's the same Arnold Palmer that JM's dog bit the bottom top off.
Yeah, that was Deep Throat Dog. That was he deep throat a whole jug of that shit.
Yeah,
incredible man. Dog, yo. Shout out to Frenchie, bully. Great fucking dog. Man. I love that.
So let's hit a commercial real quick, and then we'll come right back and just talk a little bit before we end.
Okay. We got to do some pausing.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
He comes back with the fucking Stay Puft. He loves
that shit. Well, you know what time it is. Yeah, it's time to stay puffed when you pause for the cause, bro.
Exactly. I'm going to, this is an unboxing right now of this Ghost Vape. Shout out to Buds R Us event. They run cannabis events, which is really fucking cool.
Beautiful.
They got merch. So I'm gonna try this new flavor. So I've tried the apple banana. I've tried the purple ice cream cake, which tastes like a fucking popsicle. But now we got the Tropicana cookie.
Nice.
So let's see how this is real quick. And I like this because you click it, you don't even need to hold it. Buds are right. Well, I didn't cop it, it was gifted.
Oh
yeah, this is part of a gift with the affiliation with Buds R Us. This was not bought. These are gifts. They hold events. Now look at that. You hold this thing, let it burn a little bit. Oh, fucking autofocus, and then you don't even gotta hold it no more. You just
beautiful. Well, I'm gonna cook.
Oh, that's rich.
Hence the chef hat.
Yeah, that
cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's a nice aftertaste. What the fuck is this? What's this? There's something inside the box I've never seen before.
I What you find?
Wow, that's cool. Lighten the body, free the spirit.
Oh, that's cute. But what does it all mean, Basil?
I don't know. But let's have a chat.
That's my favorite thing about this hat right now. I'm like infatuated with this.
No shit.
Is it?
Because of the tail?
Freshie, stop staring at
me. I'm high as shit. Leave me alone.
Real quick, guys. Have you cleaned any of your bongs today?
No.
Well, if you haven't, guys, make sure you check out Love Your Glass.
Yes.
At checkout, use code BRVG and you get 10% off your order today. You can get all these great formulas here for 20 cleaner, vegan 420, 420. I'm just going to enlarge it. Okay. Formula 420 squeak, plastics, daily use, all natural, original cleaner. It's all there, guys. It's all there. So make sure you take it. Did I save? It has to be done. Actually, I need to. Yo,
what?
You already talk to him about Cobalus Designs.
Cobalus? Who?
Are you gonna an asshole it? that makes our logos?
You gonna drop it right here. You gonna drop it right here in front of me? Right there. Booyah! Right there. Hand drawn, hand illustrated, all digital work. My job is to pretty much make your dreams a reality as far as visual illustration and all that other fucking beautiful shit. So if you have an idea in mind, looking for a way to brand yourself, brand your product, whatever the case may be, hit me up. Cobalus Designs on IG. Easy as hell to find. Can't mistake it. The logo is there.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And we'll keep the affiliations light. We'll keep it light. And I just want to talk to you guys real quick. We got some updates coming. We're talking to, hopefully, I think it's going to happen, guys. Oh, and by the way, look at this buddy bite.
Oh, that's nice.
Ice cream cone.
You got the full scoop. I got the cone.
True.
Imagine that mixture.
That would be amazing. Put one on the other.
That's an interesting taste.
Careful, because like those fucking scoops, man, they just taste so good. You want to like devour all of them.
That's these buddy bites. So I just want to say, I think the time is actually going to come soon that the three of us will actually be in the fucking same room for once.
Yo, for real.
We're talking about it. We got some updates coming up. I just got this new action camera, which, I mean, this is going to be so handy at the 420 Expo.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, we got a lot of things coming. We got content coming. Actually, we'll probably actually be going live within the early next week. If you guys have free time, we'll do a fucking live stream or something.
Let's do it.
You know, but you know, we're here for you. You're here for us. Smoke with us. You know, I feel good about the future of BRVG, and you should too. We are also now on Rumble. Okay, you can, but here's the thing. You have to go to Clean Sanchez Media on Rumble in order to see the BRVG episodes on there. All podcasts created by Clean Sanchez Media will be in that one umbrella. No, it's a whole different approach to put things under one roof, so it's a one-stop shop.
Oh, yeah. So,
now, this also goes with the merch. There's going to be some new merch coming. The Streamlabs store is still always going to be there. They have some really nice stuff, and we got a spring and summer line that Gio has talked about that we're going to be coming out with soon. And then we will also have a premium shop, which will be the Clean Sanchez Media Shop. And with that, you'll find exclusive BRVG merch in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
And that ice cream cone is good. You know, but
Delicious. Delicious. Mwah, chef's kiss, for fuck's sake.
Stay puffed, right?
All day.
But you guys. Oh shit. How could I fucking forget?
Oh man, we gotta spin some wheels.
I'm over here about to say goodbye.
And we forgot.
We're very close. That's how stoned we are. He's ready to say, goodbye.
How high is too high? How high is too high, right?
When you forget to spin the wheel, son of a bitch.
All right. Spin the wheel. Make the deal.
Yes!
Oh, wait. Spin again.
Fuck.
Spin again.
Our first spin again.
We almost got dealers then and now. That was going to be a roast fest.
That was going to be great. Give it to me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, it's still let's go.
You can't write this. No one is safe. No one is safe next week.
Oh no!
No one is safe. Next week we are talking about the dealers then and the dealers now.
Oh, you lazy motherfuckers are gonna be put on blast.
A lot of you guys are not gonna give us gifts anymore. I'm just gonna put it. Yeah, I'm just like, dude, a lot of truths are about to come out. Okay.
This is poor, so I'm gonna go down.
All of my bad experiences with dealers were in the past. All of my experiences with dealers we're
dispensary men now.
So, I mean,
we've upgraded.
Yes, we have. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next Tuesday. Stay high.
I'll be alive by then. Trust me. I'll be alive. I'm going to go finish coughing up a lung. I'll see you next Tuesday, guys.
Yeah. See you later.
Peace.